Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We have some new figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that show that homicides of young people, we're talking ages 10 to 24, have hit a 30-year low. Joining us to discuss this is Daniel Webster of the Johns Hopkins Center for the Prevention of Youth Violence. Daniel, that seems to be an awful broad statement, that a 30-year low for homicide rates. Can we break this down a little bit?
Sure. We saw a real surge in youth violence in the late 80s and early 1990s, and then had a very rapid decline through 1999. And since then, rather than follow what we've been seeing, you know, when we look at trends over a very long-term period of time, decades, these things tend to go in cyclical patterns. So I would have expected things eventually to start to increase again, particularly since we had such a rough economic set of circumstances in recent years. But surprisingly, we've seen youth homicide rates continuing to trend downward, and again, as you said, at 30-year lows.
Daniel, the numbers that we're talking about here from the year 2010, and still there were about 4,800 youth in the U.S. between the ages of 10 and 24 murdered in that year. Obviously, people would say the takeaway is that the rate is still too high, but you seem to think that there's something very positive here that people need to pay attention to, and what is that?
The main message that I would take from this is youth homicide is something you can do something about. So often when people read in the news about youth violence, it's easy to get the feeling like this is hopeless. There's no way we can do anything about this problem. But as these data show, we're now at a 30-year low. We've made very substantial progress, certainly from where we were in the early 1990s. But even during a set of time when I think the circumstances were suggested, we should have seen increases in youth homicide. We've had fewer resources for law enforcement, fewer resources for youth programs, you know, a whole bunch of set of conditions that really could have been quite dire, yet we've continued to bring the homicide rate down, which suggests to me that this is a preventable problem. This is something we can do something about, rather than think that this is kind of a hopeless situation.
I want to address one other factor as I'm looking at these numbers here. Some people might say that if you lump ages 10 to 24 as youth, there might be a problem with that. A 10-year-old would most likely be a victim of homicide. A 24-year-old who is a victim of homicide may very well have been a perpetrator weeks or months prior to that. So how could they lump a 10-year-old with a 24-year-old in these same statistics?
Well, in some of the statistics and analysis, they do lump those that broad age range together. But in other parts of the report, they do break it down. And one of the things that they found, even though you're very right, developmentally a 10-year-old is very far from a 24-year-old, and if a 10-year-old is killed in a homicide, the context is probably going to be quite different than a 24-year-old. So point taken very well. But one of the things that they did when they broke these age groups down into categories that would make a little more sense to us, the same patterns emerged, the same patterns of decline that, again, I think is positive news.
All right. Thank you for helping us to understand these statistics, Daniel. Appreciate that.
Sure.
All right. That's Daniel Webster from the Johns Hopkins Center for the Prevention of Youth Violence here on Maryland's News Now.